All right, let's let our Liberty County School Board special meeting, Thursday, June the 29th, 2003, come to order. We're gonna be, start off with a prayer led by Mr. Sewell and our pledge by Ms. Caroline from FFA.
Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful just this morning, Lord, to come together just to recognize each of these students, Lord, each of these young people and their hard work and dedication, the adults that have worked with them, dear Lord, and just celebrate the successes of our students, dear Father. We also just pray that as the board comes together to make decisions regarding our business, dear Lord, just that you give us wisdom and discernment, dear Lord. Precious in the name we pray.
Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I speak loud.
Next, our recognition and presentation, Mr. Sewell.
Everybody good and cool this morning?
So far.
I apologize, our air went out a few weeks ago due to a lightning strike. We were limping along anyway, but making the best of it. So, again, sorry for the heat of the fan a little bit. See some students this morning with some hardware. It's always great when we can come together and recognize our students and their hard work and dedication, as well as the coaches and mentors that have stood with them throughout the school year. The first thing that we want to recognize is our FFA program, LCHS. LCHS is synonymous with FFA success. That's due to our students and Mr. Stoudemire and their hard work and dedication. As with many of you, we've seen the banners. We won't have to run out of room on the fence out there for you guys, but we'll find one. We appreciate you, Mr. Stoudemire, your students, and their hard work. I'm going to have Mr. Willis come up. Let him say a few words and introduce Mr. Stoudemire and the team here. But you guys are going to need some more hands, just like all those lines there. But again, congratulations. I'm going to let Mr. Willis say a few words and Mr. Stoudemire.
So we are very proud of the FFA. So one thing that does happen quite frequently, when you keep winning every year, sometimes it's just kind of an automatic thing and I forget to recognize them. I know I forgot to recognize them in my speech at graduation. But it's almost like an automatic thing that we're going to win state and you know, going to go to nationals and all that. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to care. There's a couple of different competitions, so I can't remember which one's which. But I know Mr. Stoudemire was out, and I had an opportunity to go down and carry a few of them down to Tampa for some judging, and it was a wonderful experience, and I was honored to carry those girls down there to do that. But we are very proud of them, and as Mr. Jeff said, maybe along the fence in years to come with how we are going to have so many of these. But there again, these are wonderful, wonderful students also. You have to qualify for this, so it's just, if I say something wrong, you let me know, okay? But you have to qualify for this, it's just not any random person who can do this. There's a lot of knowledge tied to these different contests and judging. So you're dealing with some of the broader kids in our school. And then they go down there, and obviously there are some of the broader students in the state of Florida when it comes to this. And that does have a lot to do with Mr. Stoudemire and the Kirby runs, but we are very proud of each and every one of them and the way they represent our school and the model students they are. And I'm assuming there's a few up there that are not seniors that will probably come back. And if I'm right, you can't win another one. You have to go to another contest. So there will be some more coming, but I'm sure these girls will be in some other contests. But let's give them a round of applause because we are very proud of them and all the hard work they put in to studying and learning this because they put a lot of time and effort into this. So a round of applause. Can we get all of you guys to come up here so we can get pictures? Stoudemire, our check call.
We
So you guys stand. Gino Hill, say a few words. We'll do a picture, okay?
Like Mr. Wilson said, it really has nothing to do with me. It's how much work and effort these students put in, the time that they put in. We competed against about 120 different teams and came out on top. We do a qualifying process, like Mr. Willis said, where we go against a bunch of all those teams in preliminaries, and then they knock it down to 25 teams that actually get to go to the state finals. And I don't know any exact scores, but we were able to come out on top in the state finals. One thing I want to recognize is Carolina Harrell was the overall high individual for the entire contest. So she scored higher than any other kid in the state, which is definitely a part that helped us win this contest. The team members included Carolina Harrell, Addison Howell, Kimberly Ballarda, and Sarah Manspeaker.
So, I mean, Mr. Jeff said it all. You're dealing with student athletes here, and some were volleyballers. As I've said before, at some point I hope we have some guys that come up with some state titles here, because it seems to be nothing but our girls anyway. But we are very, very proud of you all. So I actually had the opportunity to go down, did not get to say the second and watch the final, but are proud of each and every one of you. As Mr. Sewell said, it just didn't happen overnight. It's a lot of hard work put in it over the course of years with coaches, and so we are proud. And as I said, not many people can say that they're two state titles in 1 year, and I would foresee us hopefully winning some more next year if we can, and keep that rolling. But there again, I know we've had a couple of ceremonies with you guys, and we'll have a big ceremony coming up, but we are truly proud of you, and are happy to say, and grateful to say that you're Newby County High School students. And represent us well. So Coach Sewell come up, she loves talking. And her talking, and she up for a picture. Let's give her a round of applause, please.
make it. We have Maylee Hall, Shemaya Williams, Millie Rebel, Lauren Grantham, Sister Arnold, Paige McCormick, Riley Redd, Callan Mercer, Gabriel Flowers, Maddie Lewis, Ella Davis, Hayden Bunkley, Ella Ann Childs, Kaylee Petty, and Chesney Ives. This is a fun group to coach. I think they hate losing just as much as I do. It don't matter if we're playing rock, paper, scissors, or, you know, every time we try to play a little competition at practice, they are the biggest trash talkers because they hate to lose. And they're, like I said, they're fun to watch. I'm very blessed to be their coach. They make me look good. And I'm appreciative of my coaching staff that I have, and I appreciate them with all their hard work, and I'm very proud of them.
Good man.
Slide down.
Needed about three
y'all
more minutes.
Y'all want to slide down this
one? Pull that mic. Pull the mic. That's bad. The whole softball team's taller than you. They got some more back there. Hold on, girl. There you go. Good job.
Good job, girl.
They had to rush down after they won for the Baccalaureate, so I think they're headed to Universal Studios.
Right early tomorrow.
So
be careful, be safe.
Y'all stay off.
Great winning award.
Congratulations to both teams. It's okay, yeah, softball. Thank y'all.
Good job.
I like them jackets too.
Yeah.
I had one of them a long time ago.
I did too. I had one for a long time.
I had one, but I don't know what I did with it. That's about all we did.
That's where it's at. We had 10-4 away, so I think my wife gave me my money.
All right, moving right along to item 3, public comments. We have one, Ms. Rachel Bryant.
Just turn it on.
To a couple of you on this, and it's kind of already taken care of itself, but I wanted to bring it before everyone and talk about it. And that was at the end of last school year, I met with Donna Summers, the guidance counselor at LCHS, about summer schools, virtual school for my daughter, because she's an overachiever and likes to, you know, do things in advance. We were told that she could, decision had been made, policy passed, rule passed, whatever, that the school was not going to pay or allow students to take virtual classes during the summer. Therefore, she was not able to sign up for virtual classes during the summer. Halfway through the summer, I received a parent square that students that wanted to take HOPE virtually could go to the school, contact the guidance counselor, and enroll. So I called a couple of you, and you did respond back to me, thank you, and told me the rule had been changed the night before. Well, to me, that's a little not fair. I don't use that word in my house because I tell my children a fair is places to go ride rides and eat cotton candy. You know, it's not life. But, you know, if we want our kids to excel, we need to have rules in place. We need to communicate those in advance, and we need to stick by them. Not halfway through something, change. and there not be communication with parents. Because Parent Square said for Hope PE, didn't say for any child. We had already made other arrangements for Maddie, so she did not go back and take, enroll in another class. We were halfway through the summer. That wouldn't be give her appropriate time to dedicate to that class before she goes for her. She's competing in a national barrel race in the summer she qualified for. So, we have other obligations as well. But I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention that these kinds of things are not helping our students. They're not helping our students. And as a parent, I question whenever Donna said, this is the decision that has been made, it's out of my hands, it's above me, that no virtual classes are going to be given during the summer or allowed during the summer. I reached out to Kyle, because that's kind of how I am, you all know me, and asked, okay, what's the reason, what's the rationale that the school's not going to allow this? He told me that there was no funding for virtual classes during the summer. So my thought on that is, as a parent, if I want my child to go ahead and advance, and she wants and has that desire to continue her education during the summer, allow parents the option to say, Kyle told me it was $250 a class. Allow us as parents the option to say, my child wants to take a class during the summer. I'm willing to pay that up front, $250. Then it's on me to make sure my child continues through and doesn't drop out of that class. It's not putting a financial burden on the school system, but it's still allowing my child to further her education in advance. So just kind of, it's two-part. Let's not make policies or rules without, thinking of alternatives to help students. And then the second part of that is, let's not change halfway through something and not communicate that to parents, that it's all classes, not just Hope PE virtual. Jeff,
I just had a question. So are we talking about, maybe Mandy, are we talking about dual enrollment versus Florida virtual or
Florida virtual?
Those are two different things.
So we were told when we did go, because we did meet with Donna prior to the end of the school year, to go ahead and try to get dual enrollment, because she passed her PERT, so she's going into 10th grade. She was in 9th grade last year, so she's up rising up to a 10th. So we met ahead of time to try to say, okay, what are we going to do this summer? What can we do this summer? At that point in time, Chipola's dual enrollment that she could take online, they were all full. So she couldn't do dual enrollment. So Florida virtual was her only option at the time. And Donna said, no, they just told me that there's not going to be any Florida virtual allowed this summer.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is due to the Liberty virtual. And the half FTE is due to kind of enrolling in class that we offer. Okay. And that's, yeah, okay. Just to clarify.
She did Florida virtual previously with Hope. She did Hope PE previously on Florida virtual. But that's what you're asking.
No. For clarification. I know what you're talking about exactly.
Yeah. So I just asked that, think the board think about that. I don't know if that's a board decision or if it's a superintendent's decision, I don't know, but as a parent, y'all are stuck with me for, three more years. And so, I just want her to exceed. I want her to go as far as she can, do as much as she can. It's very rare that I see a child, and I'm very active with a lot of other kids, not just mine, and it's very rare to find a child that wants to take 2 and 3 classes during the summer and not lay in the bed and sleep all day. So my thing is, let's foster that attitude and let's try to help these children the best we can. Thank you,
Ms. Rachel. All right, moving right along to item number 4. Addition corrections to the agenda. Need a motion to add emergency item 8, A, B, and C. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve addition corrections to the consent item 6, B, C, and D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 5, need a motion to approve agenda for June the 29th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 6, consent items. Need a motion to the following June 23 financial reports and transactions. Budget amendments is 110-15, 110-2-5, 110-3-5, 420-04, 443-04. And bills and payrolls. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve personnel consent table for June 29th, 2023 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve personnel list for 23-24 school year with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve sub list for 23-24 school year with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 7, need a motion to approve the Florida School Labor Relations Service and Florida Educational Negotiators FIN combined dues in the amount of $2,900 for the 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve letter of 3-year engagement between Grimsley and Associates, CPA, and Liberty County School Board to perform audit services for the years ended June the 30th, 23, 24, and 25. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve annual contract between the Liberty County School District and Capital Solutions, LLC, Patrick Bell, to undertake representation of interest in the state of Florida as it relates to obtaining financial grants and lobbying service beginning July the 1st, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item D, need a motion to approve agreement between the School Board of Liberty County, Capital Health Plan Incorporated, World Class Schools of Leon County Incorporated, and Titus Sports Academy, Liberty LLC for the 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School District and Panhandle Therapy, beginning August 1st, 23, and ending July the 31st of 2024. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion, a letter of agreement, and invoice to participate in the power buying group for the term of July the 1st, 23, through June the 30th of 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve agreement between the Liberty County School System and Florida Therapy Service Incorporated to deliver outpatient behavior health services to refer Liberty County school students for the 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 8, Need a motion to approve urgent condition status for the Liberty County School District to aid in hiring of instructional personnel during the 23-24 school year as needed per Florida statute 1012.24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
How many are we down right now? How many does that constitute? Because, I mean, it's a pretty big step.
Instructional staff?
Yeah, instructional, non-instructional, staff, everybody.
School, older, made their last hire yesterday. High school's got four. But they've got about three interviews today, maybe.
We did three interviews today.
So, but those are probably our promises. So, really, the high school's got four, but we got some promising candidates.
Well, we also go to JRTC, you're saying, maybe.
Yeah, and we're looking at some other things with JRTC and possibly CTE.
So, the high school's down about five or six, then?
No.
All numbers?
I mean, y'all got, I mean, you should got that.
Three.
So, I think those are promising applicants, so hopefully we're getting close. Again, we're in a lot better condition than other districts, I think.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, aye. Need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School District and Community Wellness Counseling and Support Service to provide substance abuse and mental health services to students in need for the 2023-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Good.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, J. Need a motion to approve the following summer schedule for driver's education instructor. 27 days, 20 in June and 7 in July, 7.5 hours per day, paid at hourly rate, beginning teachers approximately 35 an hour to be paid out of ESSER funds. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, K. And a motion to approve disposition of property. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, L. Need a motion to approve salary schedule effective June the 30th, 2023 for 2023-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second?
Second.
Mr. Moore, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, item 8, emergency items. Need a motion to approve contract service agreement between the Liberty County School District and Positive Behavior Support Corporation to provide behavior analysis service to the district beginning July the 1st, 23 and ending June the 30th, 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second by Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, B. Need a motion to approve bus van routes for the 2023-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion?
Kevin said we got our new bus in, a couple things missing, so those are minor, right?
Yeah, it's usable, but monitor for checking the kids on and off.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
The camera system's working, and it's usable, but it'd be great.
Thank
you. And it also has side cameras on the outside, so if we were to pursue, you know, the new law where if they run the bus stop on and off, we can pursue what that does.
No, you can. So that's something new. It's about to be legislation.
Yeah. Pretty fast.
I was going to send that to you. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. That'll set the precedent with that on it. So. Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C. Need a motion to approve agreement between Liberty County School Board and Psychological and Educational Consultant PLLC, Brian Bowen, PhD, licensed school psychologist, to provide psychology services to Liberty County School for the 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second. Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item 9, school board member concern. Mr. Flowers?
I just got one thing. Have we made any progress on our
money we get from the legislature for this girls softball complex?
As far as I know, last month our superintendent was in the,
yeah,
in the budget.
Is it in there?
It is in the budget.
It's signed and approved.
That part has.
We probably won't receive that money until after, it could be July 1st, they'll release the money, but then it's got to go through DOE, then to us, so.
And I'm not sure exactly how, for example, the bus money, like, I will send the copy of the check today, everything where we paid it, and then we will get the bus money.
What about our actual building diagrams and plans? Are we moving forward with that part of it? So we ready to go whenever?
Yes,
that's already done.
If we do get the money, that's kind of the question I was asking.
It's going to be similar to
the boys, copied in a lot. I know we had one drawn up, but I've drawn up the new one.
I just want to, if we, as quick as we can get on, so, get on it.
Mr. Petty said he liked it for me to go ahead with it. So we get the price on it and see what it's going to cost and see if we have to totally redo it or what we got to do.
Miss Shaw Road and 12, the reconstruction of that with the pipes that allow the drainage. I know DOT is in the very initial planning stages of that, is what I was told. So the last time also I was told that our contractor was hesitant about building it until that road was fixed. Have we heard any more? So we're gonna build this building, and the road before the road is okay. That's my question.
Is it gonna have anything to do with the field?
It's gonna be higher than the softball field.
The floor elevation is gonna be high enough that the water won't affect what.
The water won't affect this. I've met with Mr. Rogers out there, and we've done everything. The little building that's there now that we use where all the electrical is, it's gotta come down. So that building was flooded.
Right.
We didn't want to go in there and pour concrete and raise everything up. So what I've done, I put a mechanical room in the new building on that corner. So when we tear it down, all we got to side stuff into that one room up there. So it'll be a lot of extra cost.
Will the bathrooms also, that we have out there now, will they come down?
They
will
stay.
They will stay. Because they flood.
Right, so the table, say the men's side, turn it into laundry. I can do laundry where they can do everything, keep that stuff. Trying to use what we got.
Since
the waste of what we have.
Yeah.
And, they decided to move it, we moved it. But so they always said for the girls to use it. Because they don't have to wait in line to go to the other one, like the boys do or whatever. They just have their own restroom. And also, their locker room is different than the boys. I put them in a bathroom in their locker room. I think they need that.
Yeah.
And then it's got the, visitors, or men and women's restroom. But I put them in the bathroom in their locker room.
Okay.
But I think that's not an easy.
Miss Jody?
Just want to say thank you to staff. I know I ask a lot of questions. Every time we get an agenda, pretty much, I'm going to call. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate y'all for answering questions and being patient with me, and especially about these budget amendments, because I'm a little tricky about budget. So just thank you for that. July 15th, bass tournament coming up. You know, unfortunately, I will not be able to be there, but I hope we can have some board representation there. It's a big deal for, you know, for our football or for our sports program, and so I'm glad we were able to support it this year, and I hope we can do so in the future. Started just a very initial planning for the community pep rally again this year. Last year, it was phenomenal. I don't even know if we could do it again like we did last year. It was so good. But hopefully looking at August again, I know it's going to be, we're going to be on the fast track to get this done, but I probably will be reaching out to some of you for some planning ideas and your help. So just want to say that you guys know it's coming. Just put it in your books, hopefully for August. So that's all I got. Thank
you. I'm good. Jason's gone. Mr. Booth?
Just want to tag on what Jody said. Appreciate all y'all's work, especially through the summer. And everybody's here in this building right now. I know you're suffering with heat, but help deal with it or whatever. I'm sure Kyle and Jeff and them will help y'all out and either send you the house, get you another building or something. I got a voicemail from our very good secretary yesterday. And just no complaint. She made me laugh about it because she said I was a problem solver. So appreciate y'all being here anyway.
And the dehumidifiers or that helps too, stuffiness, but making the best of it. And when we grab stuff and work from home, that's what's best. People here passing out, we're letting people do that. So
that's all I got, Mr. Dupuy. Thank y'all. And congratulations to FFA girls and the softball team once again.
Closing comments? Not. Item 11, need a motion adjourned.
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second. Second, Mr. Flower, meeting now adjourned.